time to have a look at some of the things happening in the world of science. And Professor John O'Connor from the University of Newcastle, who normally comes and has a look at that, is doing that for us today. And John, we can see you coming. We've captured your image via this massive camera, the largest digital camera ever. And it looks like it's completed, ready to run January next year.
It's an impressive feature. Impressive. I mean, anything to do with astronomy ends up being an impressive device. I mean, look at the telescopes, you know, the Hubble and so forth. And this one is up there with the best of them. It's not going to go into space. It's going to be put in Chile, in the Rubin Observatory in Chile, which is basically on top of very tall mountains. But its specifications are out of this world. The camera itself has 3,200 megapixels. Now, I think my phone has, one of its cameras has 12 megapixels. This is 3,200
amazing
of them.
Yeah.
And those megapixels, the camera itself weighs 3,000 kilograms, 3 ton. But it produces an image that's so large and such high definition, you'd have to have 378 ultra-high definition televisions in a grid to properly appreciate the true resolution. So imagine them on a huge wall, and you'd still be able to home in on the resolution of this thing. It's you could actually photograph a golf ball at 25 kilometres. So you took a photograph of me, I tell you that would have been more than 25 kilometres away. It'd be more like 1,000.
I just want to know where it went in the bush when it sliced off to the right. But that's incredible. Picture a golf ball.
25.
You're in Newcastle and the golf ball is in Maitland and you can actually focus in on it.
You can get that resolution. That's right. I mean, it comes in a bit because it's really pushed a lot of things to their limit. I mean, this camera has two lenses. The first one is 1.5 meters across, so you picture you or me, about 1.5 meters, almost us, and it's the largest ever lens constructed for this purpose. It's got a second lens, which is 90 centimetres, almost a metre across, and then it's got 201 CCD sensors. Now, the charge-coupled display sensors are the things we've got in our cameras to convert the light into electricity. So it's got 201 of those, and they're built with such detail that each pixel in this is 10 microns across. Now, you're going to ask me, what's a micron?
Yeah, in terms of size and everything.
10 microns. 100 microns is about the thickness of your hair, of a single hair. So each one of these is 1/10 the thickness of a hair. So it's you know, the quantities are really incredible. And if that's not enough, it's got about 6 specialised filters. So they can flip filters between in front of the detectors, so they can get different parts of the light spectrum. So they can get near infrared, ultraviolet, visible light, and they can take an exposure in 15 seconds. So a bit slower than your normal camera, but the light levels, of course, are lower. So you've got to go for a bit longer.
Someone said he wins the race on this one, though. I mean, still back on in looking that in real terms, golf ball 25 k's away, they can actually hone in on it, and, you know, amazing stuff.
Yeah, and so why are we doing this?
That is the point. Why? What's the point?
Well, I think, all the normal things are there. You can look at the evolution of galaxies and the distribution of dark matter, and you can capture supernova, because this can take, if it can take fairly quick photos, it can do the whole sky in a night. You know, it can actually, each image it collects is about 7 times the area of the sky taken up by the moon. So, you know, you can imagine that in a night it could do the whole thing. So anything that happens from one day to the next, like a supernova, bang, you can capture it. Of course, as long as there aren't clouds like today. But, you know, being on the top of a mountain, you might be above the clouds. But, of course, look at things like dark energy. But one of the other things it'll be useful for, tracking things will be, with high resolution, will be never-before-seen asteroids. Now, this for us is crucial because, of course, these things are one of our threats. In fact, I saw a wonderful cartoon of a couple of dinosaurs saying, well, now we've reached this level of evolution, maybe we should set up an asteroid detection system. Well, they did it too late. But, yeah, so it can, with this very high resolution, it can home in on smaller and smaller asteroids, and they're all important, not only smaller, but those which are further away. And this is really important if we want to try and pick up early on an asteroid that could be of danger to us, so that we've got time to put in a deflection mechanism.
And this 3,200 megapixel camera will be doing that from January next year. As always, John O'Connor, a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.